In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency Director Julia Dale testified before a joint oversight committee in Lansing on Thursday. The hearing focused on a report that estimates the agency paid out about $8.5 billion in fraudulent benefits during the pandemic. Dale pointed out that most of these cases occurred during the initial months of the crisis.
Deloitte also found nearly all funds lost to fraud occurred prior to October of 2020. And since that time, UIA has limited the rate of fraud and misrepresentation to just 0.57%. That's less than the pre-pandemic fraud rate of 2%.
Dale told senators that she's outraged by the fraud that occurred. She says she's fully cooperating with the Office of Auditor General to restore the public's trust in her department. A new nonprofit has been launched to advance the development of trail systems in Berrien County. The Southwest Michigan Planning Commission's Marcy Hamilton told the Berrien County Board of Commissioners on Thursday about Friends of Berrien County Trails.
They've come at a really good time. We really need kind of this ground-up advocacy, and we need a group to help with fundraising to build these trails and continue the maintenance of them.
Hamilton said the group's first steering committee meeting was last month, and they've hired a consultant to begin drafting a master plan. Goals include linking major trail systems around the county. Hamilton said the group will soon be seeking public input.
You'll see a link to a survey, an online survey. We're going to be doing stakeholder interviews. We're also, depending on the COVID situation, going to try to do some community meetings.
Hamilton touted the benefits of trails, saying they increase safety in a community by getting people off the roads, they encourage healthier living, and they attract residents, visitors, and businesses. Several local governments are working with Friends of Berrien County Trails, and Commissioner Ezra Scott told Hamilton he would be interested in helping once a master plan is developed. You can find out more at berriantrails.com. Congressman Fred Upton has sent a letter to the Secretary of Homeland Security asking H-2A farm workers from South Africa be allowed to temporarily travel to the United States to supplement labor shortages on American farms. He tells us when harvest time comes, many farmers are expecting difficulties.
We have huge employment problems across the board. Whether it's snowplow drivers or school bus drivers or mechanics or restaurant workers, there is a shortage of folks in virtually every sector. The ag sector, particularly for us in Southwest Michigan, is particularly crucial.
Upton says there are farm workers available in South Africa. They would be allowed to work on American farms pending health clearance, and then only temporarily. Backing the request are the American Farm Bureau and the Michigan Farm Bureau. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.